Blog Talk Radio.
Mars Mills. Join the Mars Mills experience by liking his Facebook page, okay? Oh, my goodness. I know my voice sounds a little better, huh? I've been drinking green tea with lemon. I need to get some honey, like my friend William recommended, but I've been drinking green tea and honey. That's been my remedy this morning. And thank you for tuning in. I am Beth, and you're listening to Terrific Thursday called the Shock Entertainment Reports. I really love hosting and producing this internet show. Why? Because we never seem to run out of topics. Entertainment and lifestyle topics are everyday topics, and there is so much going on in the news regarding entertainment and lifestyle news. Today we're talking about entertainment lifestyle news and beauty and fashion news, and also the topic of decluttering and de-hoarding. And please share your tips regarding organizing properly and decluttering. If you're a clutterer, I am a clutterer. I love to clean, I love to organize, but I am a clutterer. So it's always I love to get new tips on decluttering and so on, and fun places to shop also to buy items that are, you know, fun to organize items with. You know, it's one reason why I love watching the Nate Berkus show also. He always share perfect organization tips. So I just thank you so much for your support, and thank you for viewing the profile and listening to the show live and also the archive shows, okay? So just celebrate my birthday, and if today is your birthday, happy birthday to you also. Shout out to all my offline friends, my longtime friends who I've just networking with before coming on air on Facebook. Shout out to Earl Banks also. He's kicked off his campaign, his political campaign. So thank you so much. I've known him since I was a little baby. And so shout out to him, and I pray that you have a very successful campaign also. So again, the number is 714-409-0614. And since this is still my birthday month,
onehappybirthday.com.
onehappybirthday.com. I stumbled across that website a couple of weeks ago. It was just a blessing. So if today is your birthday, if you know someone who's celebrating a birthday, and I'll visit that website, onehappybirthday.com, and also you will find greetings not only for birthdays. I find it very awesome because you can personalize the songs. So check it out, okay? It only took a few minutes for me to find my name, Bethany and Beth, and, you know, just do it, to get it customized. But there are also other songs for the holidays also. You know, you can not only get birthday songs, but other songs also to celebrate different occasions. But again, I thank you, because I thank you enough for tuning in to Terrific Thursday Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Here's Dread Days.
Thank you.
my love, spreading eerie love, as my brothers Madrid Days would say, the eerie people in full effect. Yes, love you, brothers. My peace be unto you and also all the listeners. That, again, was Dread Days Will Rise. Here's Sea World High Fashion, Bahama Mama.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm in Jamaica right now.
Yuma! Let's go.
Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka, did a backflip, then I landed in an opera. I repped that fucking Prada, I came from the water. Sea World has fashion, I'm looking like Madonna. Young Casey Munch, guns, stunts, so I just can't no more. Creeping down the street, and I'm bumping fucking reggaeton. Nine piece, eight balls, chirping on my cellophone. Posted in Jamaica, smoking telephone. Get some rum, add some coconut, add some fruit juice, then you stir it up. Get some rum, add some coconut, add some fruit juice, then you stir it up. And now I'm feeling so tropical. Long hair, and it's coming out my follicle. Try me, it ain't logical. Rock too much ice, dog, I'm looking like a popsicle. Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Daniel nació dos meses prematuro. Su corazón y pulmones no estaban listos. Lo único que podían esperar sus padres era que algún día saliera sana del hospital y vivirían felices para siempre. Más de 500,000 bebés nacieron prematuros el año pasado. Usted puede ayudar a March of Dimes para que lleguen más bebés sanos a sus casas. Aprenda cómo en nacersano.org. Colaboremos para que los bebés nazcan más fuertes y sanos.
My name is Janice Nolan. I'm an Assistant Vice President for Policy and Advocacy for the American Lung Association. And I want to tell you about what you can do and what we need to do as a nation to help fight for cleaner air. We as a nation need to cut emissions, that is pollution, coming from big polluters like coal-fired power plants and ocean-going vessels. We need to fix old, dirty diesel engines to make them run cleaner. We need to strengthen the standards for ozone and for particle pollution to better protect our health. And we need to improve our decaying infrastructure of air monitors, because that's how we find out whether we have pollution problems and when we're cleaning them up. And finally, most of all, we as a nation must enforce the laws that help us improve our air. Now, to find out how your community's working with clean air, how the air in your community ranks, go to the American Lung Association State of the Air report on our website at www.lungusa.org. That's LUNGUSA.org. On that website, you can type in your zip code and find out the grade that your community gets for air pollution. While you're there, you can join our advocacy team. On our website, you can sign up for our e-advocacy to get involved and send messages to members of Congress and to the administration to urge them to take action to protect the air we all breathe.
Yeah. Ran into a rocker in my restroom. Sing a slap actress in my bedroom. Got a half a ticket for a walkthrough. Everything I do is big. We all talk big money. I talk big homes. I sell out arenas. I call that getting dome. $1 million voice came through the phone. We heading to the top. If you coming, come on. I'm flying out the pizza just to get some pizza. Fly out to Jamaica to break a couple trees up. Sex on the beach. Left love speechless. They say the money talk. Tell these other boys keep up. What's up?
Shout out to still Earl Banks campaign. Again, that was Rihanna Talk That Talk featuring Jay-Z, mentor, the person who signed her to Death Row, right? So, so cool. Well, here is Todd. Everything Changes. I love this song. So motivating.
True. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk global economics, electronic declining. Look beyond it, it's massive, the bomb sent to atomic. Riot gear, we lions here, roaring at demonic. Fear is for all the kids that's been hooked up on phonics. They say natural disasters, heart spin engineering. It's time to free your mind, your heart spin interfering. Makes you wanna be optimistic and you being so fearless. But everybody see it, it's so dark in appearance. And we stuck in three wars, 9-11, the demeanor. Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, from Haiti to Katrina. Makes you wanna be dreamers, niggas looking at FEMA. See the president. It's evident, it's all been a smoke screen to represent whatever you've been seeing. The hope dreams and pipe dreams, the decadence that we see, it's all a torture. Enforces the rest where you be, and you've been trying to open up and you've been trying to get free. Yes. For a better day, another way. We just dreaming for a better day, another way.
We don't need your lies, we won't compromise.
Just dreaming for a better day, another way. Just dreaming for a better day, another way.
And this is where we draw the line. We're changing.
Just dreaming for a better day, another way. Product of my environment, workers seeking retirement, no social security, open up the conspiracy, hold up now, are you hearing me, running from all the tyranny, lyrically moving waters, just know the devil ain't scaring me, fearing me don't exist, I clearly walk through the mist, endearing me with the gifts that was given, punching my fist, the paternal order's a list, if you started feeling the shift, the news concealing the shit, but I'm revealing the script, so pick a role at your funeral, pick a soul that seems beautiful, change it in meme, then align with the stars and the numerals, who are you, would you stand, with refugees in Sudan, or walk the streets of Japan, with knives and pistols in hand, louder so I can see you. A million rebels are equal to one nation of God. The power is with the people. No politician's inscription. The truth is never mixed up. So if you're ready to rise, then put your fists up. Truth.
You fed up with these games. All this talk of change.
Just dreaming for a better day, another way. Just dreaming for a better day, another day.
God is an awesome, awesome performer, is he not? You know, also, he is a cohort of mine here at blogtalkradio.com. So be sure to check out he and his guys, his crew, WrestlingHeads, blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingHeads. And their show airs on Wednesdays. And also, he will be premiering his very own show also here on Blog Talk Radio in the near future. But please pick up his new album, DOA. Also, I mean, that's an awesome album. And if you missed my interview with him last month, two-part interview, matter of fact, in June, and then we talked again like 3 weeks later, please check out both interviews. He's an amazing artist based in Beemore, Maryland, representing Maryland. Shout out to all my other friends in the Baltimore area, also in D.C., like Cosmo Gaddafi. And my friends in D.C. also, like Ivy Fair, which was a guest on the show early in the year, promoting her clothing line, Purple Girl Clothing, which a part of her proceeds, her clothing line, are dedicated to helping those with lupus. And so big shout out to Ivy Fair also, amazing Facebook BFF of mine. So I'm at it. But you know what? My prayers are with this whole nation regarding this epidemic that we are going through regarding with now. I mean, it is really bad here in Mississippi, but it is, if you all have been watching your news or keeping up with it on the internet, you all see. But it is horrible. I'm concerned about my loved ones in Big D because it is just terrible what the number of cases that has occurred just in the Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex area alone. And it's pretty bad here in the state of Mississippi, too. I think we have experienced probably about 16 cases in the state overall, and they're keeping their eyes on certain people and doing their best to recommend people to really know the signs of the West Nile disease. But I'm checking out aerial spraying for West Nile to start tonight in Dallas, Park Cities. The spray will blanket 49,000 acres, with a fine mist designed to kill the virus-carrying mosquitoes. So that's what's happening tonight in regard to that. And I'm looking at, I know tomorrow is Sports Friday, where we talk about sports news, but I'm checking out an article where there's a Cleburne woman sues Cowboys and Jerry Jones, talking about a hot bench. A Cleburne woman says the Cowboys Stadium bench caused third-degree burns, sues team and owner Jerry Jones. A Cleburne woman says sitting on a hot Cowboys Stadium bench caused third-degree burns on her buttocks and is suing the team and its owner for causing mental anguish, physical pain, and disfigurement. According to the lawsuit filed in Tarrant County, Janelle Carrillo, the plaintiff, said she went to the Blue and Silver debut scrimmage game in August 2010. Before she entered the stadium, she took a seat on a black marble bench outside the E entrance. No signs were posted at or near the bench, warning it was too hot for persons to sit. The lawsuit says Carrillo was treated for burns to her buttocks and underwent skin grafts. The lawsuit states that the Cowboys Stadium should have been aware that the hot August sun would make the door benches unbearably hot and should have made the public aware that sitting on the benches could have caused injuries. Defendants breached their duty of care by both failing to make the condition reasonably safe and failing to adequately warn the plaintiff, court documents say. Carrillo is demanding a jury trial, court fees, damages, and interest. Now, I wonder what else does my friend Rich Rudnick, who lives in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, I wonder what more does he know about this. But that is something. It's sitting on a hot car, leaning against a hot pole. But most of the time when you see, I mean, I'm not saying she's not right, but me personally, it seemed like she could have felt that hotness immediately and stood right back up. So I wonder what happened, why she did not feel that extreme heat as soon as she sat down. That's just me asking that. But, you know, I understand what she's talking about. It caused so much pain, and she had to get skin grafts. I mean, this is like the first time I've seen this story. So I'm like, if I'm sounding kind of like out of it, it's because it's the first time I've seen this story. I mean, I might have heard something about it, but wow, that's something. I mean, because when you lean against something hot, or if I sit on something hot, I immediately jump up and like, dang. But there was a black bench, and she just didn't. I guess she just didn't feel it until later on, until she realized how much pain she was in. Wow. Like, so that's the story for us to keep a watch on. I see where my friend Jennifer Bagley in Dallas have uploaded a new video on her YouTube channel. And you can check her out. Tweet her at Jennifer Bagley. Visit her website at Jennifer Bagley. And also you can friend her on Facebook also. We're talking about birthdays. That's whose birthday it is. You know, I have been talking about August the 16th. Today is Madonna's birthday. It is the day that Elvis Presley passed away also 35 years ago. But I'm looking at HuffPost Celebrity, and you all know I've been talking about somebody's birthday, because I even had Whitney Houston's birthday mixed up with today's date. It's because another favorite person of mine's birthday is today, and that is Madge, Miss Madonna, turning 54 today. And the HuffPost Celebrity section says that today, it's all about the 54-year-old, but then again, every day has seemed like Madonna Day as of late. The material girl has been steadily stealing headlines for the past few weeks. She's been stealing headlines all year, ever since she entertained us during halftime of the Super Bowl. Right? Madonna has been doing her things regardless of whatever is said about her in the press. Because, but like Russell Simmons says, do you? Madonna definitely does herself. So, and like we all should be doing us. It also says that the material girl has been at least still in the headlines for the past few weeks. In late July, after the tragic shooting in Aurora, Colorado movie theater, Madonna was warned about the use of guns, props, of course, on her tour. But always the rebel, Madonna ignored warnings about using weapons as part of her show, angering quite a few fans in the process. But that's not all. Madonna's MDNA tour has also been a source of much controversy, as after she showed a swastika emblazoned on the face of French politician Marine Le Pen at a concert in Paris. Yeah, that was a big story. The move was, of course, met with booing and demands for refunds from the crowd. And no Madonna scandal would be complete without showing a little skin. Madonna exposed her nipple in Istanbul, you remember in Turkey, and exposed her bum in London. If Madge keeps it up, we have a feeling that 54 could be the year of her least clothed scandal spree ever. And you all should check this article out. They're sharing with us some amazing, amazing pictures. And if you are not, if you don't, not like friends with her on Facebook or have liked her Facebook page, you definitely should. One thing that I loved about when she started her tour, I loved checking out the designs, her wardrobe, her tour wardrobe. Amazing designs and sketches and so on. And also her fitness business, Heart Candy Fitness. You should also like their page also, because they amazing you know, posts and videos also. So, wow. So, shout out to my dear Facebook friends and those of you that wish me happy Thursday back on Facebook, Norman Robinson of WDSU in New Orleans. Shout out to all my friends in New Orleans. Yo, us three, I'm talking about going test driving cars at Watson and at Hair and Gear. Joe, that's real. I need to come pay you guys a visit too. And hello to Terrence Freeman and Jason Jackson of Houston. He's awesome. Duck Tor Quackenstein. He crackety quacked me this morning. And Sandra Rodney. Big shout out to a few of my awesome Facebook friends. And a big shout out to all of my online friends. I mean, I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Pinterest. I blog on Tumblr. Also, I'm still on MySpace. A lot of you send me music via MySpace, so I definitely need to check my inbox and holler at some of my friends on MySpace that I don't see on Facebook. A lot of my Facebook friends, though, we still became friends on MySpace, and then we started Facebooking. So many of my MySpace friends, but MySpace is still very popular. That's one thing about it. But, again, feel free. Let me look at my switchboard. Feel free to call in at 714-409-0614. There was more. I know I'm not. I'm trying. I want to share something else before I move on. And there, of course, you know there's more politics that I want to mention also. And I've shared some political stories via Twitter and Facebook. So I'm on Facebook right now because there's a story that I have posted on Facebook that I want to talk about. Shout out to Black SS Granite and Big D. I want to shout out to everyone at Black SS Granite and everyone who is planning to attend the first annual VIP networking event, which is in only a couple of days, Saturday, August the 18th. And be sure to like their fan page, Black SS Granite, and join the group also. And I sure in the heck wish I was still planning to go there, but it looked like I'd be coming in September. Hopefully it's a fashion night out. That's what I originally planned anyway, but then when I found out about the VIP networking event, I was like, that is an event that I cannot miss because I definitely need to be at that event networking and promoting the show and promoting my other endeavors and also promoting Mark. Mark by Avon, you all know I'm a Mark rep, a Mark girl, and telling you all more about Mark and sharing, demonstrating, showing you more regarding Mark merchandise and jewelry and fashion. But you all have a blast and those of you that are traveling there, please be careful also. But hopefully I can be a part of and can come and celebrate Fashion Night Out festivities in September. I think it's September the 6th, right, on Thursday. But on Twitter, I had seen what Tracee Ellis Ross, Diana Ross' daughter, had been sharing hair secrets. And, you know, we never get enough of beauty and hair care secrets, do we? And today is the day for us to really talk about beauty and fashion and, of course, all things and everything, entertainment, lifestyle news. But I find that story regarding sports to be very interesting and important to know about. Many of you probably knew about that story. I probably heard about it when it first happened, but that's big time. But this is a story from Hip Hollywood. Tracee Ellis Ross shares her hair secret. And I'm going to share what she says. Now, the Oprah herself is endorsing the natural hair movement. Suddenly, Tracee has beautiful hair. Trying to get my article just right. Right when I started reading the article, it didn't want to move so I could share it with you all. But I originally seen it on Twitter, and then I posted on Facebook. And we always want to know beauty secrets. Guys do, beauty and hair care secrets. I don't mean to pause. But right when I began reading the story, it was kind of like, the picture of Tracee had like froze up on me, and I couldn't read the article. And before I go into complete silence, I'll play another song until I can share this article, share this story with you. Isn't that something? That's what it lies. Live radio. Well, I will share that story with you in a few because it disappeared. But I'm seeing another story that is interesting. Let's see. I can get this story up for you. And then I still will share the Tracee story because we like to hear those beauty and hair care secrets. I know I do, and I know many of you do too. And this is a story from Women's Wear Daily. If I can get it to the point where I can share it with you, you can visit Women's Wear Daily at www.d.com. Business-news, but you know, you check out the whole mag, www.d.com. Women's Wear Daily is a mag. It's considered a trade mag. But I'll just read the headline. The headline states that Macy's is taking its battle over Martha Stewart branded product directly to JCPenney. Macy's has filed a lawsuit in New York against Penny. So check out that story on Women's Wear Daily. I'm working on getting this Tracy Ellis Ross story up, but I find that very important. I just tweeted it out. At Beth Williams, B-E-T-H-W-M-S. And also you can tweet me at Cut the Shock Inc. K-U-L-T-R-E. S-H-O-K-E-N-T. Also, there's a story about Vice President Biden at Virginia Tech Memorial. Vice President Joe Biden visits the okay, there's pictures of Biden. Visits the April 16th Memorial on Virginia Tech campus in Blacksburg, Virginia on August the 15th. And then this is from the White House. So visit whitehouse.gov to see that picture and also to see deferred action for childhood arrivals regarding the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. Yesterday began accepting requests for consideration of deferred action, which could enable people who arrived in this country as children to receive employment authorization for 2 years. And I believe the age limit is 31. And they're talking about happy birthday to Julia Child from yesterday from the White House, and 11 facts about the tax debate. And on today's schedule, they talk about that at 10:15, the president and vice president received the presidential daily briefing. And then at 10:45, the president and the vice president met with Secretary of State Clinton. And 11:30 a.m., briefing by Press Secretary Jake Carney. 12:30, the president and the vice president will meet for lunch. And at 1:45, so they're probably doing that like right now. So 11:46 here, so it's like 12:46 in D.C., the president and the vice president are meeting for lunch, like right now. And then at 1:45, the president and the vice president will meet with Treasury Secretary Gatner. And when you see a camera up, so when you visit whitehouse.com/live, you can see these events, like, live. When you visit the website and you see, like, the little video camera icon, then that means you can catch the live stream of the event. So that's pretty cool. I often get news from the White House. So that's cool. So since I figured you all would want me to share that with you, since I was talking local politics, why not talk national politics also? And it looked like I have another message from local politics. And this is from the mayor of Jackson. Dated today, August the 16th, City of Jackson business note. Some of you want to know what's happening. Dear citizen, I'm compiling this important data to share with you regarding the City of Jackson's business development efforts. Please let us know what other kinds of information you'd like to see, and please share it with other citizens. It states that Jackson ranks 89th out of the top 100 metro economies, according to a report released by the U.S. Conference of Mayors. The United States Conference of Mayors released a report, U.S. Metro Economies Outlook, Gross Metropolitan Product, and Critical Role of Transportation Infrastructure last month, which ranked Jackson as number 89. That's great. On its list of top 100 metro economies. The report looked at Gross Metropolitan Product, GMP, as a leading factor in its ranking, and Jackson's GMP was $24.6 billion in 2011. Jackson is one of 26 other capital cities included in the report. The ranking puts Jackson economy in the top 25% of the metros in the southeastern east region and in the top 15% of mid-sized metros in the nation. We are very pleased to be lauded once again by local economy, said Mayor Harvey Johnson Jr. Over the past several years, the city of Jackson has continued to emerge as a city recognized for its pro-business climate and for our aggressive economic development efforts. Since 2009, the value of building permits issued for construction totals more than $600 million. The city has also issued nearly 4,000 business licenses since that time. I need to get my business license renewed. Speaking of business license, in 2011, I guess I shouldn't be broadcasting it. Huh? In 2011, the U.S. Conference of Mayors also recognized Mayor Johnson's Small Business Development and Storefront Improvement Grant programs as best practices. The city has issued nearly $800,000 in grant dollars since 2009 to support small businesses. It is estimated that these grant dollars also created or retained well over 700 jobs in the capital city. Jackson's local economy is also heavily supported by tourism. Most definitely, you all know I'm always talking about the tourist attractions, the historical landmarks, the museums, and the family just family-friendly places that you can visit here. And it's such a beautiful state. This is just a beautiful capital city also. And the cities, the metropolitan areas surrounding cities are amazing also, like Madison, Richland, Clinton, Brandon, where Skylar Lane is a native of, Pearl, where our Mississippi Braves play at Trustmark Park. Just amazing. Amazing. Hattiesburg is not too far. We're like 3 hours away from New Orleans and Memphis. An amazing place to visit and to travel, and also a lot of people relocate here. But Jackson local economy is also heavily supported by tourism. Last year, 3.05 million visitors spent nearly $300 million at Jackson tourist attractions, events, and festivals. We have festivals for everything, I'm telling you. Indoor, outdoor, everything, seriously. Jackson has also been recognized in recent years by the following regional and national media outlets, publications, and organizations. One of the American cities beating the recession, the Huffington Post, one of the 20th strongest performing metros in America, Brookings Institute's Metro Monitor report, 11th best city in America to launch a small business, CNNmoney.com, third best bang for the buck city in America, Forbes.com, 11th strongest U.S. metro economy in America, Business Week magazine, 9th top city for income growth, Portfolio.com, one of the top 5 cities for sensible meetings, Convention South magazine, one of the top 100 places to live in America, RelocateAmerica.com, one of the nation's 100 best communities for young people, America's Promise Alliance, and ING, Inc., one of the most socially networked cities in America. Men's Health, you all know I love Men's Health. And Business License Permits data. So far this fiscal year, the city of Jackson's issued 1,022 business licenses. Over 100 million in building permits have been issued for developments through July. Upcoming ribbon cuttings and grand openings are Friday Tuna, located at 6390 Ridgewood Road on August 23rd at 4:30. Rock 93.9. Yay, I like Rock 93.9. 2906 North State Street on the rooftop, August the 30th at 4:30 with Shabi Sushi Bar. Oh, my God, I love sushi. Oh, my God. 100 East Capitol Street, Suite 105, August the 30th, 2012 at 5 p.m. Paula Stewart, DMD and Associate Family Dental Center, and that's in Highland Village. You all hear me talk about Highland Village a lot. That's located at 4500 I-55 North Highland Village, Suite 235, and that's September 20th at 4:45 p.m. So that is the information that I had just received literally from the city of Jackson. You can visit jacksonms.gov for more news regarding the city of Jackson here in Mississippi, which our mayor is the Honorable Democratic Mayor Harvey Johnson Jr., and he's Republican-friendly also. Awesome mayor. He has not yet announced his that he's seeking to run again, but I'm sure he is. but there's been about five. I think there's about five in the running. The ward, the council person that represents my ward, Attorney Lumumba, he's running. A young lady by the name, a lawyer by the name of Regina Quinn is running. A guy by the name of Jonathan Lee, and another council person, Frank Blunson. I believe that's everyone that's running mayor right now. So right now I'm looking at an email from Rich Priebus, who is the chairman of the GOP. And he's talking about things and sending out a new campaign. About 23 million Americans are struggling for work. And in this letter he states that 4 years ago, President Obama ran a campaign of hope and change, promising to be a different kind of politician. Today, however, we bear witness to a campaign based on frustration and division. With no record to run on, President Obama and the liberal Democrats, I'm just reading this, you all, it's not me talking, continue to practice Chicago-style politics with the false accusations that degrade the office of the president. President Obama and his allies have gone from implying that Governor Romney is a felon and murderer to saying that Republicans want to put Americans in chains. Well, Vice President Biden, I think, didn't he say something like, y'all going to be back in chains the other day? Watch this recent video to show how Obama campaign and liberal Democrats have gone too far. So there's a new ad out, and it states that at the beginning, 23 million Americans are struggling for work. And all of us want to know what's going on both sides, right? We all want to know. I've been getting questions myself from my friends who are devoted, who voted for Obama and who have told me that they're going to vote for Obama this year. But I have been getting a lot of questions from those same people. Why should they vote for Mitt Romney if they decide to? Why would he be so different and what will he do? I've been getting questions from, and see, and I was talking to my mother yesterday. I even myself, you know, because Obama is a good president. Sometimes I just think, well, okay, I look at it all the politics, and I like to research all of them and what they're saying and their concerns and what they're cutting and what they're not cutting and what they're going to create or what they're going to recreate. Just because they're cutting something, that doesn't mean that it's going to be cut out completely. A lot of times when cuts are created, something new and improved is created in its place. So, with that said, it really is important for all of us to have open minds regarding these political issues and really see and literally listen to what our president and vice president are saying and doing, and really listening to and seeing and listening carefully to what our GOP candidate and VP Romney Ryan are saying. I'm devoted and campaigning and promoting their efforts, but then also I study and share and listen with open minds to what's going on with the current administration also. And I like having civil conversations with my real-life friends and my own offline friends. This show right here is not a political show, but politics affect our entertainment and lifestyle ventures in life, our world. And so next week, I say on Tuesday, let's talk about politics. Let's talk about why we should consider voting for Romney, or why should we give the president another opportunity for four more years. You know, he has the opportunity, but what would he do differently that he's done this time around? He's been a good president. And sometimes people want to hear me bash the president. I'm a big supporter and fan of the president, even though I did vote for McCain. I just was not convinced. I am big with veterans. So that's one reason why I voted for McCain, because my family is filled with people who are active now and who've been in the military a long time and also were veterans. I have friends and I have loved ones who are veterans. So it's not that I did not vote for the president for a reason. It's because I just stayed committed to my strong patriotic beliefs in veterans. And so I'm very proud, very glad to see our first president of color, of African American, literally African American descent. You know, his father's side of the family is based in Africa, and so it's he's literally African American. So with that said, I feel proud whenever I see the first family, because they are definitely an amazing, loving couple, and they definitely are smart, and they definitely have directed us in very good directions. But there are still things and issues that need to be taken care of, too. You know, really, there are still issues. Each president is an expert in certain areas. That's why it's so important to appoint and assign and hire the best of the best. You know, we always hear that old saying, surround yourself around people who are smarter than you. And that same saying applies to our leaders, our local leaders, our state leaders, our federal leaders, and especially presidents of our countries worldwide, not just in America, but all over the world. It's important. It's important for all of us, you know, yes, have our smarts. But we're none of us are Mr. and Miss Know-It-Alls. So it's important to interact and surround yourself around people who know more about you, about other things that you don't know about. So that's all I'm saying. It's important for us to have open minds before we knock and talk about other people, and especially politicians that are representing us, we the people. It's important for us to know where they stand on issues. If we're constantly pointing the fingers at one another, then we're having a lot of trouble hearing one another also, when there are, you know, there's a lot of violence going on. There's a lot of, still need to create more jobs, still need to encourage. So I shared this good news from the city of Jackson. We still need more businesses, and that's not just here. That's nationwide and worldwide. And also, it's so important for America to have good international relationships. And that's one thing that the current president is good at, maintaining all our international relationships. But also, right here in America, we need to sleep in front of our own front doors also. You know, that old saying, it's a popular saying down here in the South. You know, before you go sleeping in front of your neighbor's front door, you sleep in front of your own front door. And that's what America needs to be focused on also. You know, we need to continue maintaining our international relationships. But we have a lot of house cleaning to do right here in America. And so that moves us into the topic also today. We're talking about decluttering and de-hoarding and organizing also. But there's more information that I wanted to share. But that was an email that I had just received, literally. And so I just wanted to share that with you, because I have received, of course, I'm constantly getting press releases from what's going on with the Republican National Convention. And I will be sharing information, too, regarding the Democrat National Convention also, which will not be held until early September. But the Republican National Convention will be in just a matter of a couple of weeks, beginning on August the 27th through August the 30th in Tampa, Florida. So, please excuse my voice again. Like I said, I should have my hot tea right here next to me. Mitt Romney, here's the news alert. Mitt Romney says he paid at least 13% of taxes annually for the past 10 years. I've seen an interview with Ann Romney, Mitt's wife, on Today Show this morning. So you probably seen it. And I think the entire interview is supposed to air later on today on NBC. But she stated that they have released all the tax information that's required of them. And she stated that the more that they release, the more they are questioned, and the more, and so they have released everything. required of them. But this is a news alert that I just received from the Washington Post, and it states that Mitt Romney says he paid at least 13% in taxes annually for the past 10 years. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney said Thursday that he has paid an income tax rate of at least 13% in each of the last 10 years, offering his fullest explanation to date of his tax status. In response to repeated demands from Democrats that he release his tax returns, Romney has so far made public only last year's tax records, which showed he paid 13.9% on his 2010 income. He has said he will also release his 2011 return, but has no plans to make public additional information. And to read this article in its entirety, you can visit WashingtonPost.com because we still have more stuff to talk about. But that is just, I'm sharing this because I get a lot of questions also, being an independent, thinking, open mind, longtime Republican. I always supported conservative Republican views, but I do vote across the line, like my longtime friend Earl Banks. He is a Democrat, a prominent Democrat here and business owner here in the city of Jackson. Like I said, I've known her since I was a little girl, back to my roots in Georgetown community of Jackson, Mississippi. I just wanted to share that because sometimes I get the same question from different individuals, and I just wanted to share that. Another question is, will Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan be open-minded to the issues of same-sex marriages and same-sex marriage and women, women, our rights to govern our own bodies. And one of my friends, I said, well, I'm pro-life, but in my thoughts are that we women should still have domain over our own bodies. I am a pro-lifer, but I have my reasons for being a pro-life person. We all have our reasons for being pro-life or not. But even being just because we're pro-life, that does not mean we do not think we should not have domain over our own bodies, because that wouldn't be right, right? So that's not even been realistic to think that. It's just that pro-lifers just believe that we should be able to preserve life. We do not want people to risk their lives, because people will try to give themselves abortions. And we don't want to go back to those days either, where people would literally try to get clothes hangers and do self-abortions and bleed to death and die, So some people, think that we want people to risk their lives and die just because you're pro-life. And that is definitely not the situation. Not that I know of. There may be some information that I don't know about, but no one wants anyone to risk their life. And one of my OBGYNs, that was my doctor's when I was pregnant and my son was born prematurely and died soon after birth. Both of my doctors, Beverly McMillan and Dr. Frieda Bush, they are both proponents, are both pro-lifers. And I know I almost died during childbirth. And I know Dr. McMillan, she did her best to try to help me. I died of at-risk pregnancy, and she tried her best. She came to Mississippi. She was one of the first doctors to come to Mississippi to perform abortions. And then she became a born-again Christian. And so her love and being born again, she decided that it wasn't right for her to be administering abortions. She and her husband Roy McMillan, who always, like right now, if you go past State Street, past the abortion clinic, right now in the Fondren area, where the help was filmed, you would see her husband out there right now. That man devotes his time day to evening, sitting outside, dissuading women to think twice before aborting the baby that they're carrying. And I've had an abortion before. I had an abortion when I was 15. The reason why I'm pro-life, you know, because I had an abortion. My mother found out I was pregnant. She's like, I have an abortion. So people should be properly educated in regards to abortion. But should anybody risk their life? No. But when I was pregnant with my son the second time when I was 19, and the father whom I married after we had lost our son, but I literally almost lost my life. So pro-lifers do not want us to go back to where there's not a legalization of abortion and people go try to do abortions on their own and die. So we're going to have to talk more about that in the near future also, you know. So I just wanted to share that, too. I didn't even know I was going to be talking all about that. But this was just some topics that that I just wanted to mention and bring up, because these are questions that I am publicly and privately presented with, and it's just important to talk about, really. So wow. That's just some other stories. So I can't wait to Tuesday when we really talk about what's going on in politics. Hopefully my cousin Linda Ridge and or Ridge Roughneck or others maybe can join us in talking about it. Or you all definitely can call in and talk about it. Okay. So thank you to those of you that are in the chat room also. And remember, we still have about 50 more minutes to talk. But we do need to talk about decluttering, because one of the most popular shows that anytime we talk about discount shopping and or cleaning and organizing, spring cleaning or whatever, those are some of the most popular shows. So so we need to get to talking about decluttering and organizing and de-hoarding. So, but we'll go ahead and play a little music. And after you, I know I'm getting like stuck. I'm not stuck, but my thoughts are, I'm thinking about so many topics that we have talked about. I know what, I wanted to remind you also that Ebony Empress Show will be on at 4 o'clock Central Standard Time and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And remember, her topic is regarding telling the truth. When is it, you know, what you don't know don't hurt you, won't hurt you. That's the topic of her show. So should you tell, what is enough to tell within a romantic relationship? And so I'm definitely going to be tuned into that show. And just can't wait. And remember to always catch Brian Cuban's show, also the Revolution Rant. I'm not sure if he's airing today or tomorrow, but check him out on Blog Talk Radio also. Here's Slow O, like my favorite rap artist, from underground rap artist from 07. When he and I, he was literally my first YouTube friend when I created my YouTube channel, Culture Shock Inc. And I am talking about Slow O, represented Filmo in San Francisco. And he has Mississippi roots, too. So it's Slow O, Side Zone.
This is a Cashmere Master.
Yeah, welcome to the Fly Zone. Tonight. Yeah, tonight, for real.
Yeah, welcome to the Fly Zone. Welcome to the Fly Zone.
Way clear the board, see the stakes, chips the board. This is magic, black magic, black hammers, black rabbits. Out the hat, figure that, to figure this a nigga. It. Nothing else to think about. I'm sitting here, I'm airing out of my space. My plate is sitting full, peddling. I flow like medicine. I keep peddling.
get it in. Tonight we about to somersault. The way we about to run it off and navigate out of state. I'm not fly, that yay. Chips break the re-break. Scratch like the sweepstakes and bring it back like rebate. Yeah, style like the late great. So way different pedigree. I'm sort of hard to intake. Mean that literally the kid just killed a beat. A whole nother entity. It's kind of hard to figure me.
You know? Okay.
Yeah, welcome to the fly zone. Welcome to the fly zone. The galaxy, I put together masterpieces in your face, battling down south, Catalan pounds with my mans on them. Hit me on the chirp again, to piggyback to work again. All at it, all on it, push till it's purple open. Niggas talk, I'm really on it, really fly, fly zone, and I'm on it. I can kiss the sky, nigga, quarter weight, bricks, pounds. I can clear the card, nigga. Yeah. I can clear the card, nigga. Either way, the dice shake. Slow comatose in a boy satellite fly. Welcome to my world, nigga. Next play, the best play. Get them for the low, nigga.
You know? Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Yeah, welcome to the fly zone. Welcome to the fly zone.
Wow. Many of you might have heard this, but have you heard this, like, happening now? Two deputies killed, two wounded in Louisiana shooting. I heard some stuff happening this morning, but two law enforcement officers, this is from Rick Martin of CNN, two law enforcement officers died and two were wounded in a series of apparently linked shootings early Thursday in LaPlace, Louisiana, authorities said. The first shooting happened in a parking lot at a steel plant, Sheriff Mike Tregree said. The second happened when officers went to a nearby trailer park to investigate the first shooting and were ambushed by a man armed with the sheriff described as an assault rifle, he said. In addition to the two wounded law enforcement officers, some of the five people taken into custody also suffered gunshot wounds. Tregree said. Investigators were still sorting out what role those detained may have had in the shooting, he said. One of the wounded officers, whom the sheriff identified as Deputy Scott Boynton, was shot in the shoulder and is expected to survive. A law enforcement source in Louisiana told CNN, Boynton is awake and talking at University Hospital in New Orleans, according to the source, who is not authorized to speak on the record. One of the wound suspects suffered life-threatening wounds but was expected to survive after treatment at the same hospital, according to the source. Louisiana State Police have taken over the investigation. Tregree said, although investigators are still working what he described as a semi-hot scene, they did not believe anyone else involved in the shooting is at large, he said. Tregree identified the dead as deputies Brandon Nielsen, 34, and Jeremy Trickey, 28. The shootings unfolded around 5 a.m. in the parking lot at the Bay Out steel plant in LaPlace. Yeah, I think I'd heard of some crimes that had happened this morning in the New Orleans area, about 25 miles west of New Orleans, when a man opened fire on a law enforcement officer working a traffic detail in the lot. Despite being shot multiple times, the officer was able to describe the suspect to the dispatchers. Tregree said that description, along with a civilian report of a speeding car, led responding officers to a nearby trailer park, he said. As the deputies were questioning two people, a man came outside and ambushed my two officers. Wow. That is something. Two deputies killed, two wounded in Louisiana shootings. The authorities were investigating whether the same weapon was used at both shootings. Sending prayers to the killed and the injured in College Station, Texas, which just happened this past weekend, and now sending prayers and condolences regarding the loss of two law enforcement officers and two being injured also. So, wow. Wow, wow, wow. That's something. I was looking at something. Shout out to. Okay. I was looking at something about Christina, Bobby Christina. Wow. As you all know, Bobby Brown is in rehab of alcohol. So I was looking at a story about Bobby and his daughter. But that is sad. We have to just keep on praying and keep lifting one another up. But I am going to try to share this story again regarding Tracy Ellis Ross before going on to talk about the decluttering and de-hoarding organization. I'm in the midst of decluttering. Yes, I am. I'm always in the midst of decluttering. Trying to get the Tracy story back up. Some of you probably have already checked it out. Hopefully it will be up. So since we're speaking of New Orleans, here's Draft, one of my favorite Reverb Nation friends, which is from New Orleans, but he's based in Marrero, Louisiana right now. So here's Draft, I Am Me.
I am legend, I am life, I am deadly. I am sharp, I am weapon, left or the right direction. I am son, I am husband, I am nephew, I am cousin. But if there rise just a thing, I'll always remain nothing. I am on, I am off, on my own I got lost. I am strong, I am tough, I am over that wall. I am above overall, I am love, I am wall. I am loyalty in a jaw, I am who I are. I am everything that they aren't, I am everything but a star. I am only original, I am me, I am I am down to earth, I am fly. Am I here for a reason, God? I am here to find out. I am fear, I am doubt, I am rock, I am mountain top. I am in it till I'm no more in the very last round. I am champ, I am crown, I am last, I am now. I am what the game we missing, I'm just thinking out loud. I am different, I am a self-decision, and this is where it goes. Yeah, nigga, for the attention. I'm stiff, I am stern. I am that motherfucker that is not willing to learn. I am heart, I am soul. I am wait, where did he go? I am some ram rapping the game. Yeah, nigga, I am Reynolds. I am riddle, I am question, I am answer, I am lesson, well done. I am good, I am great, I am proud of who I've become. I am real, I am one, and I have only just begun. I am grown, I am young, I am hoping they can keep up. I keep deep up in that hope for me to ever give it up. I have won a billion times, but it feels like I'm never up. I am tough, I am built for whatever is soon to come. I am true to my beliefs and know that I am never done. I am holding down my city, wishing everyone could come. I am art, I am righteous, said I doubt I'm something else. Yeah!
Martin Smith, Prince MPG Master Mix. Check out more music by Martin Smith at SoundCloud.com. Amazing Prince remixes. But I have fun websites for you to visit regarding decluttering and de-hoarding. And one that I'm going to share information from is organizedhome.com/cutclutter. And it states, organize home, house, cut clutter, get organized at home. And pretty much they take us through a declutter 101 regarding cutting clutter at home. And it is written by Cynthia Ewer, E-W-E-R, editor of Organized Home. And she starts off by saying, here at organized.home.com, the emails arrive every week. Help! I'm drowning in clutter and don't know where to begin. I'm not alone. Whether it's due to poor habits, a pack rat spouse, or an advanced case of influenza, many managers struggle under the burden of household clutter. Clutter can clog the smooth workings of any home, imposing heavy costs on the household. Each day, time is lost searching for missing keys, phones, permission slips, a cluttered desk, place, hide the credit card statement, using up the bill only after late fees are invoked. Belonging lost to clutter must be replaced. A belonging must be replaced with the original surfaces such as soon as the replacement enters the house. Gotcha. Time to declutter. But when you're peering over piles, mounds and stacks of stuff, it's hard to know where to begin and what to do. Our complete guide to cutting clutter at home is here to show you where to start, share basic methods to cut clutter, and outline tips to keep clutter from coming back. And there's the Declutter 101, where do I start? There's the Declutter 101, strategies to cut clutter. And there's the Declutter 101, staying clutter free. Okay, and then, you know, you have to declutter the kitchen, declutter the clothes closet, do seasonal clothing, declutter, and also banish bathroom clutter. And you know what that means. That means getting rid of old, expired belongings, from cleaning out your personal grooming and your makeup bag to cleaning out your cabinets and your drawers, and also out with the old and in with the new, right? This is me talking right now. But in regard to the clutter, where do I start? Ready to cut clutter on the home front, but not sure where to start? Standing amid the stacks and piles, it can be hard to find a good spot to dive in and begin. Too often, the clutter efforts fizzle along with the light of day. This time, resolve to succeed. Get your organized journey off to a good start. These beginning declutter points will help free a strangled household from the clutter monster. Start with a small success. At the outset, adjust your vision downward from the big cluttered picture to zero in on one small solvable clutter problem. Clear one counter, declutter one shelf, or bring order to a single drawer, and do choose an item that nags at you daily. Beginning your war against clutter with a small success provides welcome motivation to the long haul. When you feel yourself starting to flag, returning to that one clear space, shelf, or drawer will remind you of the goal and give a new burst of energy for the next step. We can do it. Slow and steady wins the race. Clutter tolerance seems to run a fever cycle, much like the flu. Every so often, the cluttered household will become intolerable, sparking short-lived but fiery anti-clutter efforts. Piles will be shifted, boxes will be filled, stuff will be stashed until the fever breaks. Then a clutter tide flows back in. Confusion redoubled because of the flustered and furious attempts to get a grip in a hurry. Just as clutter arises gradually over time, it must be fought gradually and over time. Beating clutter requires building new habits, applying new organizational methods, and creating new household routines. The clutter cure takes time and can be shortcut. The cure, remember this. Resist the temptation to go all out in feverish short-term sorties against clutter. like the fable of the tortoise and the hare. Slow and steady wins the declutter race. Schedule regular declutter sessions. A successful attack on clutter requires time, energy, and motivation. There's no such thing as a declutter fairy who works while you sleep. First things first, schedule time to declutter. Even 15 minutes a day will make a good start. Better schedule larger blocks of time from 2 to 4 hours once or twice a week for maximum declutter efficiency. Scheduling declutter sessions brings the goal out of the stratosphere and into real life. By committing time to decluttering, you strengthen motivation and embrace the goal of a clutter-free home. By keeping a declutter appointment, you begin to create islands, peninsulas, and continents of decluttered space. And she states that, trust me, it won't happen magically behind your back, so schedule your declutter appointment today. Change begins with me. In family settings, clutter accumulates for myriad reasons. Adults shed newspapers and personal items of abandon. Children clutter with playthings, art materials, and school papers. Poor housekeeping routines, land, clean clothing in piles on the couch, paperwork in stacks on the counter, and mail in a jumble heap everywhere. Tempting as it is called, a family meeting and lay down the clutter law. And if you're solo, then you just have to be self-motivated too. Draconian measures can only be enforced so long as the enforcer stays on the job. And if you're not there first, coercive efforts are doomed to fail. Instead, build credibility, knowledge, and motivation by mastering your own clutter challenges first, then involving the remainder of the family. So get your act together, and then therefore you can delegate all of the decluttering and motivate others to constantly declutter as they go along with their activities. Strategies to cut clutter. Again, this is by Cynthia Ewer, E-W-E-R, editor of Organized Home. She says, taking aim on the household clutter problem, you resolve to work slowly and steadily, and you've carved out blocks of time to declutter. Now what now? Time to consider. Weigh in with specific methods and strategies for decluttering. These tried and tested methods bring different strengths to the fight against clutter. Choosing the one that's right for you and your family. Forcing decisions, the four-box method. Clutter is evidence of many things. Poor habits, lack of organization, sentimental attachment, too much stuff. But at bottom, each time of clutter is a decision delayed. The mail arrives, replete with circulars and junk mail and catalogs. Oh, I'll go through that later. That's me. This is the clutter monster. Deferring the simple decision to cut and toss the unwanted paper. The four-box method forces a decision item by item. To apply it, gather 3 boxes and a large trash can. I've heard about this. I've seen people that practice this. Label the boxes. Put away, give away, sell, and storage. Items to be thrown away belong in the trash can. Oh, I thought this was about when you receive mail. Some people have a process with their mail also, or what's, you know, what's important, what's not important, what's throw away. But, yeah, I pretty much applied this right here. Take the 4 boxes to the declutter area. Okay, let's listen to this. One at a time, pick up each piece of clutter, ask yourself, do I want to put this away in another place? Donate it or sell it at a yard sale. Store it or throw it away. You may not release your grip on the item until you have made a decision. Exactly. We have to make those decisions to make a decision of what to do with the item. At the end of the cluttering session, reserve 10 to 15 minutes to empty the boxes. Put away items or put in more appropriate places. Giveaway sell items should be stored outside the house in a garage or in the trunk of the car for a drop-off at a charity donation center. As each storage box fills, make a brief inventory of the contents and put the box into the storage area. Finally, enter the trash and quickly to prevent second thoughts. The four-box method will work for anyone in any declutter mode. Use it to clear a shelf or drawer each day or apply it as part of a whole house weekend assault on clutter. By forcing a decision, it will serve you well as you cull clutter from the home. Out of sight, out of mind, box and banish. Box and banish is an alternative to the four-box method. Where the four-box method nibbles away at clutter bit by bit, box and banish is drastic. Clear it out effort that transports clutter from living areas to be dealt with later. Box and banish is simple. Gather all clutter from counters, drawers, chairs, tables, floors, ovens, and bathtubs. Place the clutter into boxes or bags and stack it somewhere outside the living area. Work until all surfaces are clear and clutter-free. Next step, open each box or bag of clutter one at a time. As with the four-box method, decide whether each item should be thrown away, put away, given away, or sold or stored. Should be thrown away, put away, given away, sold or stored. In extreme cases, the clutterers, like I, have been known to throw away boxes and banish boxes sight unseen. Box and banish has one big advantage and two big disadvantages as a declutter method. On the plus side, box and banish creates instant results. Often impending guests or other emergencies force a version of box and banish upon the cluttered household, clearing clutter quickly, sparks enthusiasm and motivation. On the minus side, energy is often flagged before the box and banish declutterer reaches the end of the box clutter. The effort stalls, the clutter remains, aging gently in the bags and boxes as it becomes surrounded by new layers of clutter. In a worst-case scenario, the need for some boxed and banished items can trigger formation of Mount Cluttermore as the frantic searcher upends each carefully boxed hill lock of clutter looking for the single missing item. More important, why boxed and banished can create an instant absence of apparent clutter. The method does nothing to change the underlying problem. More gradual decluttering methods go hand in hand with other components of getting organized, building new habits, organizing stored items, creating new household routines. Box and banish for many is a mere cosmetic quick fix. Still, if you're fiercely motivated and determined to complete the declutter process, bash and banish is an option that jumpstarts organization efforts with fast results. And then with Declutter 101, it's important, very important, the mission of staying clutter-free. And Cynthia Orr, editor of Organized Homes, elaborates more by saying there's a bedrock belief among clutter afflicted that if they could only get rid of all the clutter just once, the clutter problem could be solved. It's not quite so simple. True, it's easier to maintain a decluttered environment than it is to achieve it, but there's more to the problem than the mere absence or presence of clutter. Clutter doesn't arise out of nothing. If everyone in the family dumps books, bags, briefcases, handbags, and outer clothing on the living room sofa, clearing the sofa today isn't going to prevent tomorrow's deluge. 24 hours later, the clutter has returned. The clutter alone would not cure the real problem, the lack of family lunch pads and the failure of family members to use them. Once clutter has been banished, the real work of change begins. To conquer clutter once and for all, focus on these clutter prevention ideas. Home. Home on the range. The primary cause of clutter is the homeless. Mail, toys, and newspapers. Oh, my God, do I not know about the newspapers? That's my situation. Newspapers and trad magazines and so on. without a home, common household items wander, lose their way, and meet up with bad companies and make the transition to clutter. Establish good homes for your stuff. Newspapers may be folded and stacked on a coffee table before being read, then give them shelter in a box while they await recycling. Devote prime domestic real estate to to use as a lunch pad for each family member, a location for purses, school papers, backpacks, and briefcases. Give paperwork proper files so it never has to huddle in lonely stacks on kitchen counters. With home to go to, good stuff will never become a bad clutter. Establish clutter preserves. There's no such thing as clutter-free living. Even the tidiest among us still tosses clothing on floors from time to time. Accept reality by establishing dedicated clutter preserves, like wildlife preserves. These are limited areas where clutter may live freely, so long as it stays within boundaries. In bedroom, one chair becomes the clutter preserve. Clutter may be thrown with abandon, so long as it's thrown on the chair. A kitchen junk drawer. Almost everyone has some kind of junk drawer. Can house vitamin bottles, rubber bands, clipped recipes, expired coupons, and shopping receipts unwelcome outside the clutter preserve. Children may use a flat-bottom plastic laundry basket to corral stray playthings in the bedroom or family room. A large magazine bucket in the living room is fair game for catalogs and magazines, so long as they can fit inside the bucket. Build good habits to bust clutter. Yes! Focus on stuff-related household activities to get a handle on the clutter process. Build good habits to choke off the tendency to create clutter. For example, establish a returning home habit or return. As you shut the back door, hang the car keys on the hook just above the light switch. Remove jackets and coats 2 steps inside the house and hang them on the coat rack. Place purse or briefcase in the launch pad area next to the coat. Bringing in the mail, no more slumping down any old work to review the day's catch. Instead, form a new habit. Sort mail over the trash can. That's what I was talking about earlier. And I'm right at the end of sharing this, and it, like, disappeared on me. So I need to pull it right up. I only had, like, one more paragraph to share with you all, and it decided that it wanted to, like, vanish under my nose. But I only had, like, one more paragraph to share to conclude from this particular article. Okay, I'm back up. I can sip me some water. I hope you all don't mind. Because my voice is trying to come back, but it's still like, oh, my God. I think if you all enjoy Rich Roughneck, I think he will be joining me tomorrow for Sports Friday. We have a lot to talk about. And the Saints have a game tomorrow. Yay! And what, Cowboys are playing the Rams, right? Okay. I have it, but I need to pull it back up. I have, like, one more paragraph. But if you're like me, I want to know everything. Okay, here we go. Oh, that didn't take long. I love my MyTouch. I'm so glad to have my MyTouch back functioning properly. It was a week ago last week that Jeremy at T-Mobile in Richmond reset my phone for me. So shout out to Amanda and Glenn and Jeremy and everyone at T-Mobile, the entire company. Okay. If a home to go, good stuff will never become a bad clutter. Okay, I did that part. Okay. Okay, bring it in the mail. No more slumping down any old work to review the day's catch. Instead, form a new habit. Sort mail over the trash can, dump in the junk, then file it quickly in a plastic pocket filing unit on the adjoining wall. Habits once adopted kick in as a mindless protective device. To stay clutter-free, work hard on new clutter-busting habits as you declutter. And also find organization items like Office Depot and, you know, Walmart. And we don't have a Kmart, but Kmart and JCPenney's and other retailers have amazing products and items which cater to our decluttering and organization needs. For more exotic clutter contenders, that's me talking. For more exotic clutter contenders, adopt a one-in, one-out rule. From here on out, when you buy a new pot, shirt, or magazine, an old pot, shirt, or magazine must be discarded, recycled, or donated. One-in, one-out keeps the level of stuff below clutter point by limiting total numbers. Observing a rule can also save money. Think of it a cure for affluenza. Charmed as you may be with that colorful Italian pasta bowl, and also Pier 1 have fun items too that can not only look good but help us with organizing items properly. I love Pier 1. But it takes on new importance when one of the old bowls will have be discarded as a result. Old friends are best. Outsource it. Finally, focus on out-of-house resources to whittle down the sheer number of things that enter home. For example, there's no need to buy, keep, sort, and store back issues of magazines once you realize the public library provides this very service for free. Rent, don't buy paint sprayers and specialty tools for home repair projects. Swap garden tools or hobby equipment with a neighbor. Borrow books, CDs, and videos from the library or a rental store. So, ta-da! Amazing information. So you all can visit organizehome.com, cut clutter, because that is amazing, amazing advice shared. And I hope you enjoyed that advice also. So we still have some time to talk about the hoarding too. So after this PSA and after song, we'll touch base on the hoarding and a couple more tips regarding properly organizing.
Whatever you want, mommy, I'm
I love everything by ABS, my dear friend. ABS, I love it, Bethy. I. Don't you just love it? Well, here's the article that I was talking about regarding Tracee Ellis Ross, sharing hair care tips. And it states, and this is from HipHollywood.com, now that Oprah herself is endorsing the natural hair movement, suddenly African-American women everywhere are discovering that it's cool to be natural again. One of the original modern-day natural hair pioneers is actress Tracee Ellis Ross, also known as the best girls in the business. Ever since her tenure on the hit show Girlfriends, oh my God, I love that show, Ross has been famous for her inevitable hair. Recently, hair care blogger Curly Nikki was lucky enough to catch up with the actress and get Ross to reveal some of her secrets to those of us who are less follicly blessed. Here are some excerpts. On her hair as a child, Tracee mentioned that my hair has always been a huge part of me. I love my hair, too. In all honesty, I've completely resorted back to all my childhood hairstyles. The way I wear my hair at home, the way I braid my hair, and the way I comb out my natural curls to get that huge wind-swept saltwater look, all very reminiscent of my childhood photos and the history of my mother's hairstyles. The girlfriend years, for the first three seasons of Girlfriends, if I had an early call time, I would wake up 3 hours before so my hair could dry naturally. 3 hours before, there would be these conversations with the assistant directors for I plead for a 9 a.m. call time. But if I got a 6 a.m. call time, and I'm not joking, there are times when I wake up at 3. Then something, I know the feeling. Then something else occurred. Around year 3, Tracee's hair became Joan's hair. It was interchangeable. So when I was off camera, when we weren't shooting, I started to get bored with my look. The things that were so me weren't anymore. The Tracee bun, my Joan bun, and Joan's natural hair. I was like, okay, I need something different. I need to be able to break away and turn back into Tracee when the season finishes. And I have less than 1 minute of live stream broadcasting. We might be able to broadcast a little longer so we can also talk about a couple of the hoarding tips also, like we talked about decluttering. But I guess just like with cluttering, it's important to start it off small. but on the scene now, I'm constantly discovering new products as a naturally curly girl. You know that our hair, our cuticle, gets used to products rather quickly. Some more quickly than others, and the truth is that when I finally find a good one, I save it for days when I know I'm shooting or on camera so that I'm somewhat guaranteed a good hair day. I go hard in the paint for this hair and this body. Ross actually went into a pretty extensive detail regarding her hair routine, including the specific products she uses. If you're interested in learning it, read her the full story. Additionally, Ross has also hinted that she would soon be coming out with her own book and website. Elaborate her tips on natural hair care. Keep posted to Hip Hollywood for news for when it comes out. So to read about her routine and the products that she used, visit HipHollywood.com and check out the whole story to see the products, to read about the products that she uses. And we have about 4 more seconds of live streaming, so we will be broadcasting a few more minutes. So we can cover decluttering. Time for Good Afternoon America. I love that show, don't you? But let's see. So that's it about the Tracee articles, because I definitely wanted to share that article with you all, because we like beauty and hair care tips, don't we? And you all remember to check out all the fun, the clearance, and the new fall products at meetmark.com. Visit my e-boutique at mymarkstore.com/BethanyWilliams, B-E-T-H-A-N-Y, Williams. Okay, we have some awesome, awesome products, from skincare to makeup, foundations, eyeshadows, to jewelry and apparel. And also, speaking of hair care, you know we have a new hair care line also that you definitely need to check out, you know? So, and the way I look at it, you guys also can utilize the hair care products that we have, and also some of our skincare items also. So after another song and a PSA, we will talk about the issue of hoarding, also de-hoarding. But, you know, I think hoarders also should, you know, take notes from clutterers also. Here's America the Beautiful. Beautiful. I love that. That's UK's imprint. You can check out imprint's music at Reverb Nation. Such a beautiful, beautiful rendition of America the Beautiful. And New Orleans Saints just sent me an email. Visit them at neworleanssaints.com regarding their game tomorrow. Jacksonville Jaguars versus the New Orleans Saints. It's scheduled for tomorrow, August 17th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I want you to know that the early activities that are going on goes like this. The Superdome is open at 5. The Superdome garages will open at 2 p.m. General parking is available in Garage 1A and the Champions Garage. The Saints Experience inflatables and interactives will be from 4:30 to 6:30. And you can register for the newest club in town. Copeland's presents the Saints Kids Club. And also Champions opens at 4 p.m. Performing on stage will be the Boogeyman at 4:30. And Hall of Fame Museum, former Saints quarterback John Forcade will appear on at the Saints Hall of Fame Museum on Friday, tomorrow, at August the 7th, from 5 p.m. to 6:15 p.m. prior to the New Orleans Saints versus the Jacksonville Jaguars preseason home opener. And the Star Spangled Banner will be performed by Robin Barnes, a beautiful young lady, recently named New Orleans Songbird by NOLA.com, N-O-L-A.com. Robin attributes her passion and inspiration to the city of New Orleans. She captivates her audience with her unique rendition of songs and her powerful voice that ranges with each verse making a song uniquely her own. The singer-songwriter is working on her first album. Robin was a featured artist at the 2012 French Quarter Fest kickoff party with John Cleary. She's currently a featured performer at the Windsor Court Polo Lounge at the Hotel Monteleone, Carousel Lounge, House of Blues, New Orleans Hotel Collection, Jazz Series, and much more. The Color Guard, the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office. Halftime show will be the 610 Stompers. For the past 3 years, the 610 Stompers have been putting a new face on New Orleans entertainment, and that face has a mustache. The Stompers have brought the spirit and soul of New Orleans to the rest of America and the world, and tonight they bring it here to you and the fans of beloved New Orleans Saints for tomorrow night. Pioneers in their own right, the 610 Stompers, will pay tribute to a true musical pioneer and the genius behind some of the most iconic music of our generation, the great MCA of the Beastie Boys. Our promotions consist of Coca-Cola Cash, special presentations and events, the Sensations, Chevron Teachers of the Week, Whitney Bank Junior Captain, the Saints Mascots, Corpus T Retrievers, People's Health Champion, Auctions Heroes Presentation, and the United Way Kickoff. The Saints Charity Auctions support Saints Charities by bidding on fabulous merchandise offered by Saints Charity Auctions. Solid auction tables are located at Gate A Plaza, Gate C, Gate E Plaza, and Gate G. All proceeds benefit local charities. Looking for tickets? Then the NFL ticket exchange is available on game day at the Superdome. This game may be sold out, but you can still have the exciting opportunity of catching your boys in black and gold by purchasing tickets through the NFL ticket exchange. NFL ticket exchange by Ticketmaster is the only official 100% guaranteed way for Saints fans to buy and sell tickets with other fans. Get your tickets now by clicking, and when you visit NewOrleansSaints.com, you'll see all that. To visit the NFL Ticket Exchange website, or stop by the NFL Ticket Exchange box office located at Gate A ground level of the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, which where the Super Bowl will be played next year in February. You all remember that? To purchase tickets all the way up until kickoff. So that is some important news that the Saints had just emailed me and want me to share it with you all regarding their big game tomorrow. With the Jacksonville coming to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome to play the New Orleans Saints. So, again, visit their website at neworleanssaints.com. So, a big shout-out to the Bensons, to Coach Vitt, to Doug Miller, to Greg Denzel, to the entire New Orleans Saints and all of the Houdat Nation. Big shout-out to you all. Big shout-out to Coach Sean. Sending many hugs and prayers and blessings and kisses and everything to you. You are fabulous. And big shout-out to the entire NFL and, of course, the Cowboys Nation, America's team, right? Big shout out to those teams also. So that was just an email that I literally just received, so wanted to share that with you. So with that said, let's see. We definitely want to talk about that decluttering. Who wants to hear Daydreamer by Okie Ricky?
If I can let you down on a woman, especially one who you love true and all is there. A burning fire deep inside sometimes takes him over when she's only playing and it makes him scared. He just wants you to love like anybody else, but he's afraid to let her in.
For the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxides. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair, And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30th the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000, the equivalent of a small city. This is Janice Nolan. I'm Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy for the American Lung Association. I'd like to talk to you about the health effects of outdoor air pollutants. We've known for a long time that air pollution can cause very serious health problems, including killing people. We have times in our past history when we have seen the deadly health effects from episodes of air pollution. And in fact, about 40 years ago, the United States took the step of putting the Clean Air Act into place to provide a way for us to clean up pollution so that we could reduce this terrible burden on our health. Air pollution, however, today remains a serious threat to our nation's health. We as a nation must remain committed to providing healthy air for all of our citizens. Air pollution is actually more dangerous for some people than for others. For infants, for children, for teenagers, our seniors, for anyone with lung diseases like asthma or chronic bronchitis, for people with heart disease, and even people with diabetes, and even people who are healthy adults who work outside or exercise outside, are all at risk when air pollution levels are high. These folks are much more vulnerable to the harm that air pollution can have on our bodies. People everywhere can be harmed by air pollution, from newborn babies whose lives are cut short, to grandparents who suffered heart attacks, to healthy, vibrant lifeguards even, whose lung function is reduced, as we found in some recent studies. New research is warning us that women in their 50s may be particularly at risk from air pollution. We also know that people who are forced to breathe diesel exhaust and other engine exhaust on the job, like truck drivers and dock workers, may face greater risk of developing lung cancer or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. People with low income or some racial and ethnic groups often face greater exposure to pollution because pollution sources like factories and power plants may be closer to their homes. Census data tell us that many people live near areas with heavy highway traffic, and highways are major sources of air pollution. Having poor access to health care for any reason may also make some people vulnerable. Some racial and ethnic groups also have higher incidence of diseases like asthma or diabetes, which makes them more at risk from air pollution.
Hola, soy Thalía. Muchos de ustedes me conocen como actriz, cantante y artista, pero mi papel más importante es el de ser mamá. March of Dimes me ayudó con excelente información durante mi embarazo. Cada año más de 500,000 de bebés nacen muy temprano y sufren serios problemas de salud de por vida. Yo apoyo a March of Dimes porque deseo ayudar a que esto cambie. Ayude a combatir el nacimiento prematuro. Visite nacersano.org.
Hi, I'm Sean Johnson, Olympic gymnast. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, but I went on to win gold. Every baby deserves that chance to grow up and shine. That's what March of Dimes is all about. Help me and the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies. To get involved or to make a gift, visit marchofdimes.com.
Very important messages from the March of Dimes and also from the American Lung Association. And real quick, Here is an article called The Horton Done Right by Aaron the Organizer from ChicagoNow.com. Got a hoarder in your life? Want to help them out? You might be a hoarder yourself. That's me saying that. There is a right or wrong way to de-hoard. It's important to do them no harm. Helping someone clear out their space could do them more harm than good if they aren't emotionally ready to make changes. 43% of hoarders that have their homes cleaned or dug out go back to their original manner. It is important to make sure that the person feels in control of the situation. Pick an area or category in which they are comfortable starting the process. Everyone has different attachment issues. I mean, if you all are fans of Jeff Lewis, of Bravo TV fam, I mean, he definitely helps people declutter and de-hoard so he can help them redesign their living spaces. It's important to make sure that the person feels in control of the situation. Pick an area or category in which they are comfortable starting the process. Everyone has different attachment issues. Have plenty of trash bags and boxes. You would need these for trash, donate, keep, and sell, just like we were talking about with decluttering. If space allows, have a little staging area. Since most hoarded homes are right tight on space, empty the trash as you go. Also, put donations in someone's car for immediate removal. Work at their pace, not yours. She states that she is a speed demon when it comes to organizing, but a slow to the pace of her client. Generally, help them make good decisions. Remember to always be positive. Every bag thrown out or removed is a better one. And that's if you are a hoarder yourself and you're de-hoarding, you know, just stay focused on the task at hand. And, you know, pretty much the same advice for we whom are self-proclaimed clutterers like I and those that are really hardcore hoarders also. You know, it's all about staying focused and what you're going to keep, what you're going to throw away, what you're going to donate, et cetera. And just staying consistent and realizing that it is a habit that, you know, we have to stay focused on focus on maintaining. I'm talking about the good habits of maintaining. I'm looking at another article called TheHorton.com, and it talks about create a to-be-return bin. Depending on what you hoard, hoarding can be a very costly practice. To put in perspective, they just talk about different ways of de-hoarding, and you need to think about how did I get here, and while the disordered chaos of your home may seem to have developed overnight, I realize it didn't happen overnight, and to focus on just getting rid of some things. Tip one, door check, and it's almost time to conclude the show. So it states about how you need to door check. You may think to yourself, how did I get here? While the disorder and chaos of your home may seem to have developed overnight, the reality of the situation is that you brought home something new on a regular basis and created the mess. The purpose of the door check is to commit and to evaluate your baggage each and every time you walk through your door. Ask yourself questions such as, will I use this? Do I have a reasonable place to store it? Did I have a need for it before receiving it? Go through your pockets, your purse, your wallet, your book bags, your briefcases, etc. Check everything from mail you just picked up to empty soda bottles to recently purchased items. If you can answer the aforementioned questions in the affirmative, then proceed directly to the new home of these items and put them where they belong. If not, place them directly into the trash, recycling bin, or to be returned bin, to be explained later. Do a door check every time you come home at the very beginning of the process. It is best to do this while near a garbage container. Once you work this tip into a daily routine, it will become effortless. So I'm sharing this article right now. I'm tweeting it out. And there are other amazing websites also to visit. But time to conclude the show. And I thank you so much for spending time. There are a few more websites. If I don't run out of time, I would like to share a few more websites regarding decluttering, de-hoarding, and also effective organizing tips. So with that said, I'm going to play Rock and Roll Man by one of my favorite Verb Nation friends, and you can like a Facebook page, Six String Woody. Rock and Roll Man, this is Six String Woody with his friend Frankie O'Rourke.
Mm-hmm. Daydream.
just beautiful, but have you actually listened to the lyrics? Equally beautiful. Okay, organization. Check out hgtv.com and /topics and organization, filled with all types of information regarding decorating, homekeeping, and organization. And it states on the organization, clear the clutter with home organization tips from HGTV organizers. Organize your closet, your kitchen, your home office, and more. And you can look under categories of storage, housekeeping, design, decluttering, and tips. And there's beautiful, nice advice regarding home organization rules and how to beautifully organize functional spaces. Ideas like repurposing your household items for closet organizations. 8 key storage and organization ideas. Key storage and organization ideas that grow. Cut the clutter. Different topics from housekeeping, storage, decluttering, repurposing your items in your closet organization, like I mentioned before. High-tech home organization. How to make a household organization a habit and home organization rules. Just a wealth of information and also information from DIY Network and HGTV Remodels and HGTV Gardens and HGTV's Front Door and HGTV Magazine. Just amazing information regarding quick tips for home office organizations, clever organizers, can the clutter, and all types of information. Right here. So I don't want to rush through, but it is time to seriously conclude the show. Thank you for joining me from 11 a.m. Central Standard Time until now. It's been amazing. And matter of fact, here's quick tips for your home office. Right here that I'm looking at, and I will tweet out and share. Also, quick tips for home office organization. Use your home office sharing space with the family or living room. Professional organizer Vicki Norris gives tips to help you organize your home office no matter what room it's in. And first, invest in adequate furniture. Home offices need clear work area. That means provide adequate space for computer hardware and peripheral equipment, a spot for reference materials, file space, and a location for frequently referenced supplies and paper. Make sure your office furniture provides ample space for work and storage. And number two, establish activity centers. The efficient office should be zoned into activity areas. The work center, which includes a clear workspace, the computer, and frequently used office products. The reference center, which includes binders, manuals, dictionary, and professional books and materials. The supply center, which contains office and paper supplies. Three, properly place the hardware and peripherals. Position your equipment by frequency of use. If the printer is used daily, it should be within easy reach. If the CPU is only accessed for troubleshooting, can be placed under or next to the desk. If a scanner is rarely used, it can be placed outside the work area. When setting up hardware, be conscious of access to drives, trays, and cords. Don't block access to drawers to take up leg room with tangled cords. And I'm pausing because I'm waiting for the next tips to appear. Four, conceal cables and wires. Professional organizer Tom Neverman, the movie doctor, shares 7 tips for containing unruly wires and caring for media and computer equipment. Fold melon labels back on themselves around each cord and label the wire. Don't forget to label the cords that connect different components to each other, as well as the cord to the electric supply. Bundle light wires together to cut down on cord clutter. For example, keep computer speaker wires, restore your speaker wires. Use a surge protector for all delicate electronic equipment. Check the back to make sure it's UL listed and is a transient voltage surge protector. High-end protectors are built with replaceable fuses and will last longer than less expensive models that might not work after a large surge. Use fabric softener sheets are the perfect length and static-free rags for cleaning CDs and DVDs. Handle CDs by the rim to cut down on fingerprints. The backside of the CD carries the information and is the side that needs cleaning. Use the dryer sheet and stroke out the edge from the center of the CD instead of a circle of motion. Stacking equipment makes the most efficient use of space in a media center or office space. Be careful not to stack any equipment with venting on top, such as amps or satellite receivers, because they might get too warm. Use chair leg protectors, small plastic cups, as spaces between these pieces of equipment when stacking. To clean a TV screen, use a lint-free cloth, such as an old T-shirt. Spray the cloth with water instead of spritzing the set itself and wipe clean. Never use an abrasive substance on the screen. Never use window cleaner to clean a computer screen. Stick to a lint-free cloth and consult with your monitor's manual for the proper way to clean it. 5. Establish a paper processing area. Create an area within your work center for papers that need immediate action. Store paper associated with clients or ongoing projects in an area that is easily accessible and within your view. Establish a permanent filing system for papers you will reference but not on a regular basis. And visit Vicki Norris at her website, restoringorder.com, and Tom Neverman at website, Moving Doctor. And also I am tweeting this out. I don't know if I did. I tweet this out. Well, I'll find out because I'm getting ready to tweet it out again. Very quick tips for home organization. Real important. So, again, I thank you, again, for supporting Terrific Thursday, the Shock Entertainment Reports. And tomorrow we're talking all and everything sports. And I do believe Reg Roughneck will be joining me. And, you know, and you definitely call in. And let's talk about all 32 NFL teams and Olympics and PGA and boxing and all other things sports, okay? And also talk a bit about Chad Johnson and Tim Tebow and his sexy mad cover that everyone's been talking about. You know, no telling what will be hitting the news between now and tomorrow. So, again, I thank you, and you are definitely appreciated. And here's another one by here's Austin Brown, Stargazer. I hear he attended the premiere of Sparkle. My cousin Linda is checking out 2 films this weekend. She's checking out The Campaign plus Sparkle. They're on my list also. I also would like to see Total Recall and a couple other films. I think you all know those other couple other films. But here's Austin Brown, Stargazer.
We single epiphany. As I levitate, pupils dilate. Insides vibrate, and my music causes your soul to gyrate. My battle cry raises all of eternity's dead. Dusting the halos off, adorning their heads. Everything I do is spiritually led, allowing everyone to be spiritually fed. The ultimate genetic being, spawn and fused together with him who was unseen. All techniques are useless against my spiritual Sharingan. Yes, still I am. Every single belief fused into one. Your hair follicles stand up and salute. The eternal silver biker is an L.I.M. tribute. Design, backed by popular demand. Ill I am, with the handle of a God's worth of man. 28 years to become an ill I am. 28 years till he told me that his will is what I am. I'm the essence of a Akashi command. Relocated according to a perfectly driven plan. Funneling all forms of belief into one. Weeding out those whose time is done. Woe to all you who have slain the rhyme. Because of your doubt, he's brought forth his ultimate design. Till I am the rhyme visionary who manifests inspiration and thought. Returning again to teach what I've already taught. He's given me authority over every apparatus. Defying all to a non-oppressive and unprejudiced status. I have every woman on their knees assuming the position. Ill I am the B-boy gentleman here to take your commission. Gaze into my eyes of blaze and witness me in the day, catching off your close career with the blaze. What I do or what I say does not delay our way. In fact, when I pray, I turn night into day, correcting every false pretense. Call me.
Here I am, Keros J. Williams, amazing, multi-talented graphic designer, illustrator, artist, rap artist, producer. Based in Evansville, born and raised in Evansville, Indiana, one of my best Facebook friends. And he's appeared here on Culture Shock Entertainment Report's weekend edition a couple months ago and will be returning also real soon. So if you missed it, check out the archive show because he's an amazing dude. And he talks about his ups and downs and his successes and failures and being a born-again Christian and all that good stuff. And he really shares the downside of his life also. So he's an amazing, multi-talented artist. And check him out, Ill I Am on SoundCloud, Facebook. He and I have been Facebook friends for a minute now. Check out Jay Williams' Facebook, who's I don't know what. And you're going to love his work. He designed amazing. Just check him out. Here's David Hamilton, How You Go, one of my favorite Southern country rockers out there, David Hamilton.
It was a Friday night around about 9. We were close to the county line. Then Jimmy Daniels Mustang 5-0. Just my best friends and me, nowhere special we had to be, but we felt like kings on the open road. It was the end of summer, our junior year, had a tank of gas and the sky was clear, a little hint of fall was in the air. Aerosmith was rocking the car while we were playing air guitar. None of us had a plan, but we didn't care. 'Cause it's not where you're going, it's how you go. It's living in the moment and taking it slow. Those friends.